the next step.
And once the combines roll through the fields, don't forget to soil sample. The Mosaic Company's senior technical sales manager, Sherry Cook, says a good soil test gives a quick snapshot of what's actually happening in the field.
And then meet with your consultants, your agronomist, whomever you're working with, to review what some of your options may be. And make sure to test also for micronutrients, just because we are seeing more and more deficiencies over the past years when we see higher yielding corn, better genetics, and we're starting to use more and more of those nutrients that we have in the soil. And at that point, it's a great opportunity to meet with your consultant people to figure out what that fertilizer plan might be. Fall fertilizer application can help maintain nutrients in the soil after harvest and also prepare fields for a good growing season for next year.
And Cook says the few soil samples that she's seen following small grain harvest this year shows low levels.
Low on the nitrogen, low on the phosphorus side of things. And so we just want to be mindful that we're at least feeding the crop that we're shooting for. So if we're shooting for 60, 70 bushel wheat, let's fertilize for 60, 70 bushel wheat.
And that's Harvest Hotline.